Alabama restaurants, hair salons, and fitness centers are slowly getting back to normal. Governor Kay Ivey allowed certain close contact businesses to start taking customers Monday night. These establishments will have to maintain social distancing, and each needs to be disinfected regularly. APR Gulf Coast correspondent Mike Dumas headed to a Mobile brewery as it welcomed back its first customers in weeks.
What they do when they make this beer is they start the brewing process just like any other beer.
The handmade sign on the front door of the Iron Hand Brewing Company in downtown Mobile says it all. Welcome back. Owner Ben Ross says he had a plan in place to safely serve a limited amount of customers when Governor Kay Ivey announced his doors could open Monday night at 5.
I mean, we went out and got the hand sanitizer stations so that we can have that, and we moved the tables apart.
Ross thought it would be the end of the week before anybody saw his welcome sign.
One of our servers made face masks for all the servers to wear. So you know, we're ready to engage in the social distancing and welcome people back.
Ross has been getting by with curbside service and delivery options since the tap room closed in early March due to quarantine rules. But he says there's nothing like having patrons inside his renovated historic space.
But they did a great job. Got everything spaced out well. Everything's super clean. Always great service. Always great food. Great beer.
That's Jack Scarborough, who is no stranger at Iron Hand Brewing. He and his Monday night companion, Christy Watts, have been ordering takeout up to now and were more than happy to grab a spot at the bar on Monday.
Oh my gosh, I cannot tell you how good it feels to sit on a bar stool.
It's nice that I don't have to get my own beer. It's nice I don't have to get my own beer. Somebody's bringing me a beer.
Love it.
This is beautiful.
Scarborough says his visit as Iron Hand reopened will be his first stop to support their favorite local businesses. He's confident in their own efforts to stay safe from the coronavirus.
Already got tomorrow evening planned already. Awesome. Going to see a lot of bar and restaurant friends and just really support them.
I do think it's totally a personal choice. If people aren't comfortable, like you said, restaurants will still continue to do takeout delivery.
That's Christy Watts again. As much as she likes the pizza and beer, she raises a basic economic point.
You do what's comfortable for you. So we're safe. I carry my own hand sanitizer, so we're good.
But Watts plans to accompany Scarborough as he makes the rounds to his favorite haunts.
Hey, if you wash your hands and don't touch your face, you're fine.
Governor Ivey's stay-at-home guidelines do ease some limitations. Still, the state mandates that customers like Scarborough and Watts limit groups to 10 or fewer. They also have to maintain 6-foot social distancing. Ben Ross points out how his staff wipes down each table as each group moves on.
You know, I think that even if we have our limited capacity, we're looking at less social interaction than you have if you were to go to, say, Lowe's.
Ross says if the state's stay-at-home order had lasted a few weeks longer, his brewery might not have survived.
So I'm less concerned about us being a hotspot transmission point than I would be about some of the big box stores that you can't walk down an aisle without being practically bumping into somebody.
That doesn't mean Ross isn't hoping to bump into a few more customers as Iron Hand Brewery gets back to normal. Mike Dumas, APR News in Mobile.
Yeah, you know, with the Berliner Weisses, one of the things that you can do with them is they mix really well with juices.